The pitch. Bouncer hit up along the shortstop side. Adames has it, throws him out, and this one is over. And the Brewers have swept Pittsburgh.
Break out the brooms, Milwaukee. Brewers 360, sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling and Century Foods. Brewers President of Baseball Operations, David Stearns, is with us live for Brewers 360 this morning. Morning, David. That turned out all right.
Yeah, that was a good homestand.
Yeah, we like that.
Good week, and we're happy we were able to come home, play well, and now a needed off day and on to Philly.
You know, a couple of things started happening in this homestand. Obviously, the pitching holds. We've seen some extraordinary performances from our top guys. And then on top of that, a couple of key guys swinging the bat really well. Yelly had a big day the other day, and then Keston Hira getting hot. Man, if we can get those guys going, it is all good.
Yeah, those are two really talented hitters who clearly have put up enormous levels of production in the past and to varying degrees have struggled at points over the last couple of years as well. So it was great to see both those guys get big hits. Anytime you're hitting home runs with runners on base, as both those guys do, it changes the game very quickly. Yelly with a big grand slam and then Keston with a big three-run homer yesterday. Those are the type of hits that change the format of a game. And if we do enough of that, we're going to score plenty of runs.
All right, David, I'm going to hold you to an answer on this one. Which one of the newcomers are you most pleased with through the first couple of weeks of the season? And I guess Rodney Tellez isn't a newcomer. He's been around for a while, but obviously a hot start for him. Hunter Renfroe swinging the bat well. And then Andrew McCutchen, I feel like, has far exceeded everybody's expectations. Which one of those guys are you most pleased with in the early season here?
Well, I think they're all contributing in their own way, and I think, to be honest, each one of them would say they haven't really gotten going to their max yet. I think Kutch has gotten some really big hits for us in big spots. He's also hit some balls on the screws at people, so we haven't really seen the full level of production from him. Rowdy had a great weekend, and we know there's big raw power, and we saw Hunter hit his first home run as well, and so those are three guys who are going to be in the middle of our lineup, three really important hitters for us, and it's great to see them begin to get going, especially in the power department, because we're going to rely on those guys for extra base hits and home runs.
And what a luxury it is to have Josh Hader just locking things down. Six saves already, David. Why is it so easy for him, or why does it look so easy for him when we've seen across Major League Baseball other pitchers struggling to get up to speed this early in the season?
Yeah, I think it's clear that what he's doing is not easy, and he makes it look really easy because he's exceptionally talented and he works hard at his craft. But what we see every single night from Josh is special, and we've seen it now for going on 5 years. It's a joy for us to watch. We do get spoiled by it. We know it. We don't take it for granted, and to have him at the back of games, knowing that he's there to get those last three outs, it's important for us, and it's one of the reasons we've had success here.
Talking with Brewers President of Baseball Operation, David Stearns, live on Brewers 360. Question I've been wanting to ask you for a while, because, and I'm not just blowing smoke at you, I think most Brewers fans would put you at wizard status for what you've been able to do, the guys you've been able to bring in, some of the guys that you keep, some of the guys, David, that you let go and then find another guy at a lower price that equals that production. So I wonder, like, if you had the payroll of some of these other huge market teams, if you had, like, $100 million more, would our roster look substantially different?
You know, I honestly don't play those mind games too often because we're so focused on what we have here. And what we have here is a really vibrant market, a tremendously dedicated fan base, a world-class facility, and enthusiasm and passion from an entire community. And so whatever we don't have in sheer financial might compared to some of the bigger markets, we try to make up for in other areas, and we've been able to do that. And part of that is creating an environment where players want to be. And we've been able to do that. Our fan support is a big part of that. And so when we're going out and we're talking to an Andrew McCutchen, or we're talking to other players, at all levels, whether it's a minor league free agent signing or a significant major league free agent signing, we are coming at those discussions with a distinct advantage because people want to play in Milwaukee. They believe we can win here. They believe we will win here, and they want to be a part of it.
Vince, if you pay up the $100 million, I think David's going to spend it.
No, just ask Giannis. He's an owner, right? If you absolutely need that midseason signing, call him up.
I think Giannis has bigger things he's working on right now, I think.
No doubt. David Stearns, Brewers President of Baseball Operations, live with us on Brewers 360. Thanks, David. Enjoy the day off.
Thank you.